talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 9, Episode 5.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Go, you're going to
mind so. I like the song. I've never heard of it before.
You got the light now.
Jay, everyone. I'm a Meghan Trainor fan.
Well, that's because you worked in her music video.
I'm a little biased, but yes.
This one?
I don't know if she has a video for this one. I did Better When I'm Dancing for the Peanuts movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on that note, hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AfterBuzz TV, RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 9, Episode 5. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Charrison on Twitter and Instagram. Sitting next to me, giving me Uma Thurman and Pulp Fiction realness.
I know, it's more Uma Thurman than Long Lost Kardashian, which is what I was
going
for.
Or Miss Swan. I liked Miss Swan.
I was going to Chicago. I've never seen it, but I know the person.
Yeah. Velma.
Velma. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
What's her name?
Jackie.
Hello, Velma Caligula.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we like that name.
1, 2, 3, Jackie.
Not you, Caligula. This Caligula.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B.
Sitting next to Jackie is somebody.
One of those.
Mark J. Freeman.
Where can they find you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love. LORAYNELOV.
Wait, Mark.
Yes.
I heard you do drag.
I do drag. I do drag.
He do this.
It has come to our attention that there are a lot of people that wonder why we don't have a drag queen on the panel. Yet, I guess I don't say it enough that I am a drag queen.
Okay, that's enough about you. Next to Lorraine Love.
It's like you're in the chat room.
I am.
It's Jay Ellis. I'll be live on Instagram after this at @don_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous.
I need to point out that when Jay says hi to everyone in the chat room, he gets a hi back. When I say hi all, I get nothing.
You guys say hi to Kenny.
I don't understand this. This is so biased.
So he's not going to be sad for the entire episode.
I'm going to be sad anyway because, well, now that we can talk about it, this episode sucked.
Oh, they said Jackie is... Can I say that? I guess. Cunty Kardashian.
The name
that I came up with was CrossFit Kardashian with a K, because that was like the first thing that came into my head.
I got two hellos.
Nice.
Before we get started, program note.
The two people.
Program note, next week we won't be here. Next Sunday we'll be on the following Monday, May 1st,
mm-hmm. for episode 6. Because of DragCon.
Yes. DragCon, so Daytime Emmys. DragCon, none daytime of us will be here.
At 6 p.m.
So 6 p.m. Monday.
Monday.
May 1st.
Yep.
So check your local listings.
And something else about that episode.
What about it?
Oh, Mark will be in drag.
Oh.
Lorraine Love will be here.
Thank God, because I'm so sick of Mark.
And Jay's going to pick me up, right? You can still pick me up?
Uh-huh. Okay, I can.
Wait. Hi, Maximiliano.
I don't want to get raped on the way in.
Oh God.
I'm going to carry him.
That's what I was going to say. Pick up.
I will not be in drag at DragCon, but on Monday.
Also they here. Will be at DragCon, though.
Mark and I will be at DragCon, so if you're there, come say hi.
Saturday, and I might be there Sunday. I don't know if that's happening now. I don't know. But we'll see.
I won't be there. Sorry. Not
I
sorry.
I won't be there either.
check his
I say, watch our... We'll be on Twitter next weekend, so if you're there, watch our Twitter and all that stuff.
Okay. Any other news?
Let's get into
this episode. Episode 5. I've already said my piece. I probably won't say much more after I pass it on to you guys. I'm over.
There was a mini challenge. I was really
that was probably the only thing that made me smile.
Really? Oh, guys.
Okay, I thought tongue tugs because it was very telling.
Well, here's the thing. Drink up. I am not a I can't even say the
Kardashian.
Word. I won't say it. That family.
K-girls, I call them.
I'm not really into it. I really never watched the show, so I have no clue. I have no point of reference. No.
The problem is when you're doing it... when we heard that it was Kardashians, we were all like, bleh, this sounds dumb. And then Jay was like, well, you could get a lot of good jokes out of it, but I don't think they did that.
They use a lot of easy jokes about like the big butts and... they've built an empire out of really nothing or a sex tape kind of thing. So
right, but they themselves, what is so annoying to me about the Kardashians is that when you think of them, only the peripheral people have personalities, and the ones that are like you think of the five girls, Khloe, Kunti, whatever their names are. When you think of the five girls, they don't have personalities, and then it's like the mom has a personality, Caitlyn Jenner, the dirty ass boyfriend who is like sometimes Kanye? Scott Disick.
Oh.
And yeah, sometimes Scott Kanye is there, and then she was married to that giant Neanderthal at one point.
Chris Humphreys?
Yes. Yeah, Chris Humphreys.
Okay, so here's my problem.
But yeah, they don't have personality, so how do you do, like, that was my annoyance with the critique. It's like, how do you make these people who don't have personalities into interesting personalities?
On top of that, can I add on top of that?
Yeah.
I think the show itself, Drag Race, I'm speaking on Drag Race, where they try to educate us on anything pop culture. For example, if you haven't seen Grey Gardens, I think most LGBT people should know what Grey Gardens is. Or, what was the one with Alaska and the feud with Betty and
yeah.
And I think it's that thing where certain other stories that take place in real life that the gay culture or people should know about, whereas not all gay people, I have no idea, I couldn't tell you Kylie from whatever the other one. I'm not educated on them to understand or enjoy this episode. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds more like you guys weren't happy with the challenge, but what about like the episode overall? Like did you like RuPaul's Drag Race, maybe not the Kardashians, like if it wasn't the Kardashians? Like we had a mini challenge, we had a lip sync, I felt like it went kind of back to true form of what we're used to for the show.
Yeah.
Well, I see my notes for the teaser. I said no notes. I was just like, ah.
The teaser?
Like the beginning, right before they go into the RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
I was just like, eh.
They talked about Charlie.
I felt for a musical like this, for these people, because they have no personalities, like they should have they should have done dialogue in between so you could like really highlight people. Otherwise, if you're doing a musical, I don't know. Pick, like, I love that one where they did like the Pan Am. Thing.
Yeah.
Wait, was this a musical? Did they sing?
Yeah. No, they lip synced, but that's what it was supposed to be.
No, but it was spoken word, wasn't it? There wasn't
singing.
It was
to a beat. It was like a Lucian Piano.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. I'm just saying whatever that family, they're not big enough for me to, like, oh, I need to watch and research and.
Well,
it's not for my generation.
And I think it's the thing is, and I always say too, because I'm a drag queen, just to remind people, if you're going to do a song, you need to do a song that everybody knows, or do a song so well that people want to know the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was the problem with this, is that it's such a polarized show that either people love it or they hate it, so some people know what it's about. I don't think you necessarily need to know the show to have appreciated what they did in the number, because it kind of explains, you know, kind of explained who they are within the musical. If it was a thing like where they were doing a Brady Bunch musical, I probably would have enjoyed it more just because I enjoyed the Brady Bunch.
Well, because everyone knows the Brady Bunch. Like, right. I don't know who Blac Chyna is. I've never heard that name before. I don't know who that is. Oh, so when Nina was going back and forth about, what's so significant about that character? I don't know who that is. So why? And on top of that, why was Caitlyn Jenner not mentioned at all? I think that would have been, I thought would have been an interesting.
That's what they're saying in the.
I think what they. Oh, okay. I think the reason why they didn't use Caitlyn Jenner is because they weren't trying. They were trying to stay away from making fun of transgender people. Although, like, Caitlyn Jenner herself has made herself the butt of jokes by being this like staunch Republican in an LGBT,
which
could
have been
community.
Which I would have understood
right
more than I don't know who Blac Chyna is, and I. Kind of don't care.
I know the name. I couldn't, if she walked by me, I'd
she's Rob Kardashian's baby mama.
Well, I know that, but I just don't know what she looks like.
I also think Caitlyn Jenner wasn't a part of it because the whole story was how Chris formed this family and made them who they are in our public eye. And I mean, Bruce Jenner at that point was not really a part of this. He was in the show, but Caitlyn Jenner would not be a part of this rise to success.
I think.
Well,
I disagree.
Caitlyn Jenner might have a different opinion.
The only reason people know about her is because she was married to
Chris Jenner.
But what's his bucket? Who was OJ's lawyer? Kardashian, OJ's lawyer.
Yeah,
like that's the only reason people
David
initially
Schwimmer.
Knew who she was. Yes, David Schwimmer.
Got it.
His name's Rob Kardashian.
Rob Kardashian. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
This is just a big group of people that everybody, I think you guys might be in the minority. Like, they're in the zeitgeist. People know who they are because I've never seen the show, but I know who Kylie is. I know who Kendall is. I know who Courtney is. I know who Chloe's been on the show. So it's just, and it's so weird that she wasn't a guest judge for me.
Yeah.
Well, she has been a guest judge on here. Mm-hmm. So, that's right.
But wouldn't you, like, would you pick out and think, oh my gosh, the Kardashians are such good people to impersonate? Like, Britney, Paris, and Lindsay Lohan are probably three people who really can be made fun of and have. That's why those three parts were more interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Because the others don't have personalities.
Right.
It's not like, to me, it's not like those queens did anything wrong. It's that they're just not interesting people.
So, on that note, I agree with you, Jackie. There was a mini challenge. It was a selfie. And I wrote down Alexa and Valentina. Those were the only two that really stood out. Alexa's
and Valentina.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like... It was a drive-by.
Well, I feel
challenge.
Like any time it starts cutting to where we're going to see two split at the same screen, time, that they're not going to be challenge winners. So you always kind of eliminate them. But
we got our mini challenge and pit crew, which is what we kind of missed. Yep. So, and a new pit crew at that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
So Alexis won. If I sound like Debbie Downer, it's because I really didn't. I watched this episode Friday night, and then I watched it again today, and I was hoping, because I had a little wine the first time I watched it, so I was a little, I texted them last Monday when I found out that it was going to be about the Kardashians, and so I was like, I can't, I was already over it, and so when I watched it on Friday, I was like, meh, and then I watched it today, I was like,
my
opinion
answer?
Did not change, no Alexis.
That was my whole thought for this thing. So you have somebody who is supposed to be a theater person picking out roles, and to me, she was not, like, she literally only thought of what can I do best, cast herself as that, and then everybody else was like throwing a piece of paper.
So,
well, I think she gets along with Shay and Sasha, so I think those two she gave what they wanted, and then I think everybody else.
Well, and this is what I didn't understand in Untucked, why it was never mentioned, because I want to know her thought process. Because clearly she basically fucked everybody over, except for those two.
And then, okay, here you have, Untucked made me so mad, because here you have someone who basically picked the best part for themselves, threw everybody else wherever, you know, like, haphazardly, and then goes around being like, well, I'm gonna lose this challenge because you didn't tell me
what I should have worn.
And it's like, you fucked everybody over in the main challenge, picked the best role for yourself, and then you want everybody else to throw you a bone on your outfit.
Yeah.
Usually I'm on Jackie's side, but I'm so disagreeing with
it. It made me the Untucked part. I was enraged. That's why I wrote no Alexis with an exclamation point and an underline.
I thought Alexis did. The only thing is that we've seen, you guys have to know about Blac Chyna, is that she's the hourglass figure. Like, big bust, big butt, and then like a tiny waist. So the way Nina's been padding, she would have been great for Blac Chyna.
Well,
absolutely.
And to go along those lines, now that I know that from that description, I think it was probably clever for her not to give people the stronger parts.
I don't think she was doing that, though.
Me neither.
I really don't think she was being strategic in that regard.
I don't know. If we were given a challenge and I was picking roles and Mark was like, I want to be Blac Chyna, I would not give you that role because I know you would.
Well, I think that was her mistake.
What if I said, though, that I wanted to be a certain
That's
role?
It's different. You're my friend and I like you.
Because if she was trying to sabotage, she would have thrown pheromone as Blac Chyna.
Right.
There are things that you could do to really sabotage.
I generally don't think that she was intentionally trying to sabotage.
But she didn't even come close with, like, assigning parts. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
I think it's fun. I don't know. I feel like, all right.
Whatever.
Eli Watts, I can't with Alexis either. That's all I have to say.
It didn't bother me until the end when she made that comment about, why didn't you tell me what I looked like when I walked out?
Because she was basically saying, I should have won this challenge and you didn't help me win it. And
it's your fault I didn't win.
And it's your fault I didn't win.
Yeah.
And Eureka, and I'm glad Eureka clocked you. She's like, you know, I've tried to tell you before, but you just didn't listen.
Right.
On top of that,
we're afraid of what she would say.
It's a fucking competition. Yeah. Why would I say, if you look like a hot mess, then I'm just going to let you walk like a hot mess. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
I don't want to get to the runway until we get to the runway.
We're all over.
I was going to run down the list of characters, but.
We can.
Okay, Alexis was Chris. Eureka was Northwest. Cynthia was Kim.
Yeah.
Farrah was Kylie. Valentina was Kim. Dull. I wrote dull. I don't know why I put it down. Aja was Courtney. Sasha was Lindsay Lohan. Trinity was Paris. Peppermint was Brittany. Shay was Black China. And I spelled it wrong, clearly. And Chloe... And Nina was Chloe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, if we're talking about the challenge itself, I have to be honest. When I started watching the... is that me?
Oh, that's me. Sorry, guys.
It's like deja vu.
Kenny's talking.
When Untucked started, when our Secretary of Drag sent us the Untucked today, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Finally got it right.
And Aja walked in to get her drink and sit on the couch. I went, Aja, I forgot about her. Just saying.
Oh.
So I didn't remember her in the challenge at all. I didn't even remember her runway. Like, when all was said and done, like, from having watched it. So, I don't know. Nina should not have been in the bottom three. By no means. Mm-hmm. The only bad critique that she was getting was based on her rehearsal. And so now we're basing bottom three on how you act in rehearsal? That's absolutely asinine.
Yeah.
Absolutely asinine.
Because you can't tell me another queen has not had a bad day in rehearsal and then not being given this problem.
Okay, so having said that, Mark and Jackie, I will not back Nina up on this one. If you aren't giving it 100% and you're complaining...
But she was giving it 100%.
Hear me out. If you're going to complain about, I didn't get the role that I wanted, yada, 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 and everyone knows I love Nina, but if you're going to complain about it, go complain to, you know, off in the corner by yourself. And I know this is a TV show, and it's one thing if it was expressed to you that, you know, oh, what's wrong? Why aren't you having a good day? Yada, yada, then fine. But, like, I don't foresee harping on it over and over and over again. Does that make sense?
Well, you're assuming that she is harping on it on her own over and over again, and there's not a producer going, say it again,
say it again.
Which
is why I said about the TV. I mean, this is TV, but, you know. It is what it is.
It's also, we have to remember, and there are hours and hours of rehearsals and other things that happen.
I feel from what we saw was the very first in the rehearsal.
And everybody else seemed okay.
Like, yeah.
And when it... What?
If it was hours and hours, if she's the only one who's having the problem, at that point, Todrick is your director, choreographer, and the one you're working with.
And judge.
So at that point, like... He could hire... This is, I kind of look at it like an acting job. Like, if you don't impress the producer or you complain, they may not hire you for another job. So you just have to put on that face of,
but
like...
But you're being... I mean, in my opinion, the challenge is the challenge.
Agreed.
The challenge isn't the rehearsal. I get what you're saying. Then you, before Nina leaves the runway, you say, Nina, you're safe. However...
I agree.
You don't act like that in rehearsal. Don't think we don't know that you did that. Don't think we didn't talk to Todrick. If you think that you're going to skate by again, you're not going to. That's how that's handled. You don't put somebody in the bottom three and tell them when they're standing on the stage in the bottom three that you were a great lip singer, you had great energy, but you're in the bottom three.
I disagree.
And you
with
look
you.
Great on the runway.
I disagree with you, Mark. I'm with you on this one. I mean, and when it comes down to it, you're being judged all around, clearly. And they even set this episode up from the beginning that it was an issue.
Somebody in the chat room pointed out, Todrick asked Nina point blank, like, what
on the
was,
stage.
Yeah,
yes,
what
I got
was
that.
Going on.
I got that.
So they're like, part of it is like, what are you going to do? Say nothing, you know?
Right. And if she didn't say anything, then everyone would be complaining, well, she won't speak her mind. She's not going to say anything. So she can't win. Doesn't matter. She should not have been in the bottom three. Plain and simple.
I agree with that. That she shouldn't. That her lip sync and her look was very much about.
And if you watched those three, Chloe,
Courtney,
and Kim, in the number, all you did was watch Nina. I'm sorry, that's all you watched the whole time. She's the only one that was entertaining and only one that caught your eye.
And the only one that appeared to know the lyrics.
Exactly. So
done. Someone's very passionate today.
Well, it's because it pisses me off.
I know.
Passion.
I don't fully...
And did I mention I'm a drag queen?
Clearly.
Oh, thank you.
Over and over again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are we done with the rehearsal?
I don't know. Do you want to argue with me more?
I agree that she might not have been... Should have been in the bottom three. However, move on.
Peppermint?
Get over it. No. Nina, just get over it. You didn't get what you wanted. Move on. Get over it.
Well, she did get over it, and she did move on. So,
but it was brought up over and over again. So, anyway.
I love your notes for the runway, Kenny.
What did I write?
They're just funny.
Probably just eh.
No.
Yeah, some of them are ugh.
History teller.
Basic bitch.
Can we move on?
I'm just gonna let you know that the chat room agrees with me, not you.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's fine.
For one time in my
yes,
life.
Yes, we did fall in love
write
with
today's date on the calendar. Wait, the chat room actually agrees with
the
me.
The lit masturbator. You agree with Mark and not me? That's unfair.
Well,
that's a first.
Just saying.
Isn't that a first?
Caligula is on my side, too.
Yeah, who cares?
The other Caligula.
Who cares?
Not you.
Okay, so I guess the mirror moment is next.
Yep.
Eureka apologized as if we weren't.
I like Eureka. I think too. Yeah, I think Eureka is like a person who says something, realizes it's wrong, and is quick to try and like fix it. Mm-hmm. And I know that she's working on it, and she said she is. So I think she's a strong competitor. Besides the fact that I did see when she was around on those crutches as a person who works for a production company. Immediately, I would be like, you're out. Like, yeah. We can't have you here on set limping around.
Well,
like that.
That's also another, and I don't know what kind of, you might know this, working in law, but in their contracts, I mean, if they get hurt, I mean, clearly that's a liability, but if it's like one of those fear factors thing, like if you die, that's your problem.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it's in your contract that if you get hurt, usually, I mean, I don't know, I don't write the World of Wonder contracts, but typically, if you get hurt on set, it's your fault, but you still have to have, like, workers' comp will come in and pay for stuff because they have insurance for these shows. So it's like, you're fucking with the insurance if you're going to still be on set walking on that foot. She's not going to get any help from the set insurance if she's doing that.
Got it. Okay. So that makes sense. Moving on.
I also think that for Eureka, it probably like took a day to step back from this situation and just be like, you know, I might look really bad on camera if I don't apologize. Or it could have been her saying, it looks like I really offended Valentina and Sasha, so I should go back into the workroom and apologize.
Or it could have been like the doctor said, you need to go home and you need surgery, so this may be your last chance to be on the show. So you might want to make amends before you leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
True. So. True, true, true.
I know people are tired.
Thank you, Todd.
Whatever, Todd. runway. I feel like that. Have we covered? I mean, we've covered everything else.
Well, we have to read your runway. It's hilarious
okay.
to me.
Well, we didn't really talk about Sasha, Peppermint. We need to talk about those things.
Oh, well, we can.
The eating disorders and the eating and the gay community and all that stuff.
You're right.
Well, beating a dick.
Or is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I meant. Well, I thought we were. I'm very confused as to where
I'm confused
are.
Too.
Okay, so let's get it clear. I'm going to tell you why you're done.
Okay. Please.
Okay, so let's finish up the mirror of the workroom.
Yeah. Okay.
I raised my hand. That's for those of you that are listening. You didn't.
So obviously, Eureka apologized, and then it turned into the issue that Valentina wanted to bring up last week, which was eating disorder, which we found out a couple of the queens, as men, gay men, have had a problem with the standard that's set by gay standards. The standards, if I can
say. So your standards, not mine.
Yeah. So it's an issue that I'm sure affects a lot of people, and it's one of these issues again that it's good to have it on TV because they see that other people, younger viewers, might see that other people have issues with this, and then they can relate and realize that there's a way through it.
Yeah, I do think it's an issue in the gay community for sure.
We have so many issues. I mean,
but I think they haven't really talked about. Which
I don't know.
That's true.
I feel as though the show has mentioned eating disorders, and not saying that it's a bad thing to keep bringing it up, but I was just like
just different story. Go ahead.
I'm kidding. I didn't really have anything to say.
This is me raising my hand.
This is me raising my hand to be polite.
I think it's important to hash out these issues. That's all I have to say.
I don't know what else to say other than that it's good that people are bringing... It's good that the queens are brave enough to bring it up on air so that you can have somebody who's struggling with it at home feel like they have a person out there who identifies with them. You know, I feel like any problem, any disorder, to know that you're not alone is always helpful.
Okay. Moving on. I don't mean to diminish the issue, but I'm just like I personally, this is me talking. I feel like I've heard it over many times
on the show.
On the show. And I get it. I'm not, and I feel like I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but like There's other issues.
We just know that the formula's there now, that while they're getting ready, we're going to have a deep
right,
dive.
Exactly.
A mirror moment.
I get it.
They should thank you for that, Jay, and then add it to the show.
I hope they did. VM says, Valentina eats Monday and Wednesday and Thursday only.
Oh, that's mean.
Sorry, it made me laugh.
I guess the musical itself.
I thought, to me, they did the best with what they had. It was obvious to me that Cynthia did not know any of the lyrics. It was obvious that Pharaoh was messing up on the choreography. And so, to me, it made sense that those two were in the bottom. Yeah.
Okay, so...
I love that we're all raising our hands now.
So, having... Not knowing who Kylie... Not knowing really who Kylie and what's the other one?
Kendall is
that
the, one. They're the Jenners.
Okay, so not really knowing who they are, but I've seen, like, I saw the Pepsi ad.
I saw the Pepsi ad.
Yeah.
The controversial Pepsi ad.
When Ferris fucking up the choreography, that's what I think they would do, because they're so dumb, right? Why aren't they supposed to be not too bright? So when she's messing
up... It's not like she chose... Like, it was a comedy choice to mess up.
I thought I would have played it off as if it was a choice.
If you do that, though, you make it big enough so that you're playing it off as a choice and don't look uncomfortable and awkward.
Like Kim Chi did during the Bitch Perfect. Like, she knew that she wasn't going to lip sync well, so she was like, I'm going to make this character weird.
Right.
So,
and that then it worked. Good. Yeah.
So you good can... Point. There's a way to turn it.
I mean, I didn't think that Eureka did that fantastic of a job.
Well, I mean, clearly she just stood there because of her knee, and I think that was kind of a little unfair.
Yeah.
But, you know.
She should have been the
one. I mean, at that point, you really can't do too much.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It's
so
still
she
a
gets
challenge.
A pass for. Oh, now it matters that it's a challenge? Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Neil, can we cut turn his of mic off? Mic number three, can we turn that off?
So it was a challenge. That was a challenge, actually.
It was a challenge.
Okay. That's interesting. That's an interesting fact. Okay.
What I appreciate about... So we had like, the regulars. We had Todrick in there. We had Todrick, Megan Trainor, Rue, Michelle. Everybody knows, like, a music and lip-syncing. Like, they've all been there. But what I appreciate is the story that the actual production told. Like, it started in 2006, kind of like their rise to becoming who the Kardashians are. I thought it was cool, like, to have the Britney Paris and Lindsay Lohan, like, intro.
Well, they had to have that because the Kardashians are too boring.
Oh, and there's only five of them. Well, six of them. I can't count Black China. I don't know who that is.
You're not
so.
Keeping up with
she's
them.
The,
Rob
she's
Kardashian.
The girlfriend of
Rob Kardashian.
Don't give a shit.
But I thought Peppermint did great embodying Britney, like, with the hair flips and stuff. Like, she really read like
I
that.
I thought she did. I mean, to me... In that whole challenge, she was my favorite because I felt like that was the closest to any character. And then I don't even count Alexis because she picked herself for that role and then bitched about it later on.
Okay, so I think it's safe to say that we all know who Paris, Brittany, and what's the other one?
Leo.
Lindsay Lohan.
Who?
I love Lindsay
Leo.
Lohan.
See, I didn't really... That was forgettable. I don't remember...
That was Sasha Velour.
I just... Okay, I remember, but I was just like, I kind of forgot about that one.
They had the least,
but we don't know who they are. They
had the least amount to do, for
sure.
There's
a point of reference, as far as I'm concerned.
But
Trinity
kind of, like, had that Paris, because Paris has, a well-known lazy eye, and I think that, like, Trinity was kind of doing, like, the, yeah, that's hot. Like, just, like, the strut around and stuff. I thought that
do
they
that
did
again.
They
you do that really well.
That's hot. But my favorite Paris is...
No, do the eye thing.
Loves it. Loves it.
Why didn't she have a little dog, though?
Right, these are things that they definitely could have added to these characters, because we know these people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I just think that, I don't know, I feel like they're giving Peppermint a lot of passes that other people wouldn't get. And she's not padded, so she just looked weirdly shaped
Peppermint?
To me. Yeah.
Okay.
In her Britney outfit. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay with the natural curves because that's how, like, Britney is. I don't know. It didn't bother me.
Okay.
What bothers me is, like, the laziness in the outfits. Like, I thought she, I'm fast forwarding to the runway, but that skirt was just, like, terrible.
Well, you know how to blow a pre... Oh, never mind.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, if we're gonna pick on something, like, I feel like her choices as far as, like, her skirts, she has natural curves, so I'm not gonna pick on that.
How do we know, like, clearly that outfit was fitting for her. I mean, she had it. Yeah, she had it. Either brought it with her or...
The Britney jumpsuit?
Yeah. I mean, am I crazy? Come on.
We done it?
I didn't say I didn't like the outfit. I'm just saying she's
didn't
not padded.
We didn't
so
we
she's
that.
Just shaped not like a woman.
Like her.
Yeah. And that's fine, but I feel like if Nina came out without her padding, everyone would be like, oh my god, but you don't look, you don't have hips, and da-da-da, well, you know?
Lounging with Tony is in our chat roll.
Hi, hey, girl.
Paris, we're featured because
cameras just... Would you guys, here's a question, here's a valid question for you guys. Would you have assigned different parts? And if so, who would you have assigned? Like, my number one choice for Chloe would have been Eureka, if she was healthy.
Right. I thought that was funny that they didn't use Eureka for that as well.
Not because, isn't Chloe supposed to be like this Amazon 10-foot tall, like, gigantor?
Well, she's lost a lot of weight, but she was the big sister.
Right, right. And she wasn't. But,
and then Farrah could have been, well, she just I think Farrah was well-class.
Right.
I didn't have a problem with the casting. And I think that Alexis did great as Chris because Chris is very like one of the girls. Like she, like the joke is that she wants to be the fourth Kardashian sister.
Yeah.
So like the whole holding up the phone, I really thought what would have made her even better in my opinion was if she, it would have been a lot of work, but if she had memorized some of the lip sync and have like as if she was on the side of the stage, like mouthing the words to for all of the other parts, because it would have been like, I trained these girls what to say and what to do.
Mm-hmm. Like Amy Poehler and Mean Girls.
That's and I think that was her inspiration for sure, was playing Regina George's mom. Like, that's who Kris Kardashian is. Like, you girls keep me young. Like, that's that girl.
Yeah.
So I thought Alexis did great in the challenge.
Okay.
And she's,
Alexis, I know that she did good in the challenge.
She stands alone.
I thought she did great in the challenge.
Okay.
I really did.
Anything else?
Well, and then we had the three is the Kardashians. The problem with, I mean, somebody brought this up, is that Shea Coulee had the Black China moment, which was the most upbeat and a solo. Like, all the other ones were groups of three or four. So, of course, that one's going to hit you and stand out.
Exactly. Was that
so? So, anybody who had that part, if Nina had it, would have been, I mean, they would have really stood out.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, like, you guys should look up Black China if you don't know who she is. But just like that figure, I really think Shea could have padded even more and it wouldn't have gone into caricature. Like, she really could have padded a little bit more and been Black China for sure.
I think that was when Nina made the comment, like, I'm known for my padding, and I would have really like done that padding.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of that when I saw it. It's not to say that Shay did do a good job in the acting portion, but you're right. The padding, there should have been more padding. Like, make it cartoonish.
Nina. Yeah, we've seen Nina with this fantastic, like, that shape. It's just like the tiny waist and the
big booty.
You know, if I was Nina, I probably would have helped her. That would have been just me.
Oh, because you're such a kind soul.
Yeah, I am kind.
You're the Wicked Witch of the East, I thought.
I'm the Good Witch of the East.
Why didn't you thumb through her wardrobe and help her?
Next time. Next week I will. Should we run down the runway?
Okay.
Literally run down the runway. Mm-hmm. It was faux fur. Fabulous was the category. Peppermint was first.
I didn't hate it, and I didn't hate the skirt either. I just think that Michelle likes to hear herself talk.
If we didn't have that nighty challenge the week before, I probably wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Right.
But we did.
It was the same fucking color.
It's the same color and skirt.
And it was looked like the same actual skirt. It was a mess.
It did.
A
flowy.
I didn't hate it. I thought it fit the challenge, but whatever.
I like the hair a lot on Peppermint.
Yeah, I love that hair.
I like the hairline up. Okay, Trinity.
It was some Miss Baltimore Crabs Trinity. Realness.
I thought it was creative. I liked it. And I liked her attention to detail. I liked her performance on the runway.
It was a mix between Mad Max and 300.
Yeah.
I thought it was at least a creative.
It wasn't look pageanty.
At faux fur.
No.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
And it wasn't pageanty.
I would like to read what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Kimora called. She wants her losing outfit back.
That's so true.
It was exactly the same outfit with other things on it.
I didn't mind it.
There was an Amazon-y thing to it, but I agree with Kenny that it wasn't pageant. Like, that's not what I was expecting from Trinity, and she's actually really surprising me.
Me too. I agree.
I like that nose ring, too. It kind of uglied her up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's where the 300 reference came.
Okay,
remember
cool.
The
I do.
Okay. Sasha was next.
Loved it.
I thought it was cute, too.
It was creative.
I'm not a fan of Sasha, and I really like this look for her.
I really liked it.
Why are you Russian?
It was cute.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I like
her. And I think she's charismatic, too.
Agreed.
Alexis?
What was Alexis?
I liked it. I did like it.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was simple, but I did like it. I smiled when I saw it, so that made me happy.
Okay, I just think
like melting a little.
I did like it.
Mark
I did
would
like
never
it.
Do
but
that.
You, but the, would Lorraine wear that dress?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my problem. This reminds me of remember.
But I have a perfect faux fur outfit that I could have worn for the challenge.
Hands raised. You remember that episode?
Rude. I'm done with her today.
Remember?
So done.
Remember when Charlie Hides came out with?
That, oh, was this a challenge? No, I'm kidding.
With the fur.
We're taking auditions for another panelist. We're dropping one of our own right now.
Rude.
No.
Talk to me, pony.
Remember the reveal? Yeah. And so I was waiting for something. I thought it was going to be...
Oh, Cynthia's?
No.
Wait, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you were paying attention, you would know that we're still talking about Alexis.
Yeah, it was boring.
It would have been, like, better, I think. Even if it was just a bodysuit, which I'm not a fan of.
I think if she didn't do it like that, like, I think if she just came out with it open and, like, not made it into a reveal...
It still would have been
basic. I think it would have been... At least it wouldn't have been, like...
It should have just stayed a
jacket.
Like
getting excited and be like, yeah.
We never.
But I don't think that it's anyone's. Like the fact, it really bothered me what you were saying that she sat down to them and yelled at them for not telling her that she should have. I'm like, girl, what show are you on?
It's her responsibility.
Like, are you kidding me?
What's even crazy though is that the contestants were like, I thought it was fine. Like, oh, we will next time. I would have been like,
No.
Yeah.
No, girl.
Here's my
problem. I'm going to stand behind you and snicker and laugh and watch you make a fool of yourself.
Yeah.
My hand's raised.
It always is.
Having said that, what Mark was yelling at us, what he was saying, it's that when you... Okay, so...
The thing is,
this is a competition. And
oh, it is.
It is a competition.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
Again, I think I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. If you are going to put that on, and it's also, I think she back pockets too. And I think that's what she was getting at.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning that, okay, I give you some advice.
Good, you put pockets. Your good outfit in the back pocket?
No. No. If I give you this jewelry to accessorize with this week, I'm expecting something next week. And when you don't give me that, then I say, okay, you remember last week when I gave you that ring? Okay, now, you know, now it becomes a problem.
Now pay up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I think that's where she was coming from. I don't agree with
it. But they don't owe her that.
Exactly. They don't owe her.
No, not at all.
Shit.
And if she's...
Yeah, and where was she helping James Manfield? Thank you, Bryce. She wasn't like... Come on. It's malarkey.
Okay, moving on.
I said malarkey. I don't know how to spell it, but I said it.
Cynthia was next.
Okay, oof. Joe Biden.
Who? Cynthia? Okay, this reminded me of the camera dress.
I have a blanket that looks exactly like Cynthia's dress.
This is the camera dress, right?
No, but I...
An ill-fitted camera dress.
No, but it literally was like the... I'm like, girl, did you watch All Stars?
I didn't mind. Like, I didn't mind the after part of it. I didn't... The beginning, the...
Girl! What is in your coffee cup?
It's just water.
That's the problem.
I will go home and I will take a picture of my blanket that is exactly
please tweet it out.
Blanket.
Can you
just
tweet it out?
I'll
like
wear
a reveal.
It. I'll wear it like a reveal, okay. Like Cynthia.
I was
like, girl, you wore a blanket.
Okay. I have to say this because I love Cynthia.
You.
I did the panel last year with her on it, and I talked with her several times at the DryCon. Fantastic, wonderful, amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that was.
No one dislikes
this. This is what if I was her, I would have said to Alexis, well, then why'd you let me walk out in this, girl?
I didn't mind it. It's fine.
It's so disappointing because Cynthia's so filler right now. She's so middle of the pack.
Filler, I like that, yeah.
She's a filler queen.
I know.
Which you would think coming back into this competition, you would have been so well prepared.
This is why I was complaining.
You get a budget but from booking the gigs.
Girl, they're not prepared when they come in, and then when they get asked to come back, they're still not prepared. I'm like, well, girl. What?
Well, girl.
Some people just want to be on TV. That's all. Nina was next.
Clearly. Nina loved it.
Mary J. Blige.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. She looked amazing. Fantastic.
I was living
10
for
stars.
It.
You go, girl.
I was living for that look.
She gets my You Go Girl award.
That's a new one.
That's a new one.
Like it. And I'm right there with you. I mean, it was... The wig was right. Everything was perfect about it. I thought Nina had this, for sure.
Oh, we all agree on this. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We all love Mary J. Blige.
Yes. Aja.
Who?
Aja.
Who?
Aja. Oh.
She's being a bitch.
I will say, okay, so I got into a little bit of a Twitter disagreement with some people before this episode
aired.
You
got into a fight. Let's just call a spade a spade.
I know. I don't fight with our fans. I disagree sometimes.
That's not what I heard.
But she has not been painting well for television. So she had these beautiful photos.
Aja.
She had these beautiful photos, but it wasn't coming across on TV. And I will say, this episode was the first time I felt like she must have listened to somebody's comments or something, that the makeup matched what her photos are than what she had been doing previously.
This time?
Yeah. Her makeup looks so much better. I don't know whose advice she took or what happened, but there was a big difference.
This was the best she looked for me.
Yeah,
I really liked her outfit.
I agree with you, Kenny, but I also agree with Mark at the beginning. I don't remember her.
I didn't. Honestly, when she walked, I said, when Untucked came on and she walked in, I was like, oh.
Aja.
Oh. No, she's still there. In the competition?
I didn't go that far.
Just saying. I did.
But she had to
Jay, here's my problem with you agreeing with both. You can only pick one. So it's either me or Mark. Pick one.
Oh my god, what
it's
is
Sophie's
this?
It's Sophie's
choice. Not
it's Sophie's choice.
I choose Chucky.
Yay!
She was never a choice. Okay, but moving on. Valentina.
Okay, Mark's gonna hate me. I thought she looked gorgeous.
Okay, I didn't say she didn't look gorgeous, but that's not it wasn't look gorgeous challenge. It was a faux fur challenge. And she put on her snakeskin dress and her fancy freaking nails and went, oops, I need a mink, and grabbed a mink off the floor and walked onto the runway. And then if I was any one of the bottom three and they made any comment to me, I would have went like, Valentina, could I have you step up here for a moment? You're going to let that go back? And you're going to have me? You're going to send me up here? Are you friggin' kidding me?
I want Mark on this show so bad.
That's why they won't.
So we can rip him.
I'm like, really, Michelle? You're going to talk to me about highlighter? Really?
I thought Valentina looked great.
The villain.
I thought Valentina looked great. I will say, I
didn't say she didn't look great.
Can I speak? My hand is raised. I would have liked the
next...
He
raises it after he does. Okay, this is how it works. Okay, so you raise your hand quietly.
Well, we
choose you, and then you talk. It's not, hey, you guys, I'm raising my hand.
Well, I have to say something because you're yelling and shouting.
Mark's on fire. Mark's on fire.
And this is one day I didn't bring a water.
I know I need to throw something on you to douse you.
I would have preferred the neck thing a little longer, like a snake thing.
Oh, but interesting. That's all. That's your only critique of her outfit?
That's my only critique.
How about that wig line that you could see in New Jersey?
She was giving me Norma Desmond realness, and I lived.
The wig line. Can we just... We can all agree?
This is what I don't...
I didn't notice until Untucked, though. I honestly didn't notice it.
Okay, so in the workroom, I noticed that
She
paints her hair. And so I was expecting it to look really good because she was like... You know, painting her hair so it looked like it was supposed to fade in. But then when she came out, it didn't work. The hairline was, like, off.
Right.
So I don't understand.
I don't think she did the challenge.
No.
It'd be, like, a pants on the runway. And then her coming out with, like, jorts or something. And then being like, well, they're pants.
Jackie, we don't need them.
We can do the show without them. The problem is, though, that she will always look gorgeous.
Exactly.
No matter what,
right.
She will always be pretty. But
exactly.
The challenge is fur. I don't even know if Eureka really hit the challenge.
I agree. I agree 100%.
So where are we on the list? Sorry.
We are on Farrah now.
Oh, talk about another one.
Okay.
Another one what?
I want to hear this.
Go ahead, Jay.
She looked like Poison Ivy.
Yeah, a little bit.
With a big chandelier necklace on. And I didn't get fur.
Well, and it was, again, that's what I'm saying. If I was her and they said, I don't know that they said that to her per se, but if they said to her, I mean, really all you have is a little fur jacket on, that's when I would have been like, excuse me, Valentina, could you get up here, girl, stand next to me so I look legit?
But Farrah's another one who's
always... Because you're safe.
She's always going to look pretty, but it's just, it just wasn't the challenge for me.
I liked her hair.
She looked great.
Liked it. I thought it fit her look, her pheromone look. Mm-hmm. But I did think it was simple. I don't think you can say that she's okay, and Alexis is not. Because Alexis's look was very Alexis. It was simple,
you're
but it was shot. Very Alexis.
You're my shot.
Does it remember jorts are?
Right, Lizzie. Right
there. I'm still stuck on jorts.
Moving on, Shay.
RuPaul's short ways.
I would watch
Shay.
I wrote fun.
It was Jeremy Scott. This is the guy who created... He was on... he was a judge last time, and he's the one who did Britney's Toxic Airline music video. So when Shay came out, I got that reference, and it was a fun for fantasy. It was fun.
Ooh, fun for fantasy.
Triple F.
That's a new hashtag, fun for fantasy.
No, that's Jay's new single.
But they were the same...
4 minutes to count. Let's go. Let's talk.
His new single is Jorts and the Fun for
Fantasy. But it was the same boots she wore when she came in. Not that that's not... That's... It's okay, girl. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Well, the judges didn't see it.
Just pointing it out.
Okay, and then finally, Eureka. I liked it.
It did look
It was just typical drag. I don't know that it was faux fur. I mean, it had fur on it, but it was like, what do I got in my closet that's fur?
You know those Muppets who go, manamana, dun-dun, manamana.
What?
Yeah.
You laughing at?
Nothing.
She looked like the manamana Muppets.
There's a clock. I'm freaking out. There's a clock on.
She looked great. Like, Eureka looked her best that I've ever seen her. But again, it's like, there was a lack of
fun. It was the best I've ever seen her.
No, I like this outfit.
But I think she looked good.
I thought her shape was great in that jumpsuit.
Okay. So her shape was
but
the best.
I guess when I... This is a problem that was like, when I think fur, I basically want like an animal to come walking out.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
You want a bear suit with jorts.
I want a bear wearing a bear suit. Yeah.
So again, they got a list of what to bring. And one of those things said, faux fur fabulous.
Bring some with fur on it.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. But, I always say, like, you should be bringing two or three things based on what other people are pulling out.
Yeah.
Whether you got critiqued last week for not being creative enough. Okay, I'm going to do the more creative faux fur thing that I bought. Not the simple, you know,
you
just got out of the club.
You should teach a class on what to bring for Drag Race.
I should.
And I had to not get on.
So, Shay won.
Oh, because I do drag, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Which, again, I got say it. Yeah, Jay got it.
Who won?
Shay won.
Oh,
the
yeah.
challenge. She got a cruise.
Yep.
The bottom two was Cynthia and Farrah.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went home because they decided to give Eureka workers' comp.
I would like... Okay, so what would have made my year if they would have sent everybody home?
All three of them?
All three of them. Because the lip sync sucked.
Well, that's what I said, triple elimination, personally.
I wrote it down. I was like, they both sucked in the lip sync. First of all, I would have loved the... What was her first song? All About That Bass?
Yeah.
That would have been a better song. Not to say that this wasn't a good
one. Woman Up was
this one
like
just doesn't have as many downloads on iTunes. So she said, use that one.
I will say, though, Eureka pointed out if Nina would have been in the lip sync, whoever goes against her is going to go home.
Oh, absolutely.
We saw her lip sync, and she is phenomenal.
Yep.
Anything else? Untucked?
I have shout-outs.
We got 2 minutes.
Wait, shout-outs. Oh. Noé and Jamie Lizardo.
Oh, Noé.
And Jamie Lizardo.
He's always very sweet on Twitter.
I say it every week, but our viewers and listeners are the best people.
You guys, we were told last week that we had
over 500.
Yeah, we had the highest... live audience out of everyone on AfterBuzz TV, and we thank you for that.
Well, we've got 300 now, so that's great, too.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Thank you guys so much. We love seeing you guys in the chat roll.
So write us.
Tony Moore is in the chat roll.
Well, Tony ain't got nothing else to do. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Tony.
Girl, what are you doing? Girl.
She's probably at Mickey's sitting with, with the chat
roll. Oh, no, she's not at Mickey's.
No. We got a minute left. Does anybody else want to say something?
I just wanted to say that
you've had me.
You
want
to apologize? You want to apologize to me? Go ahead.
I'm never going
to
apologize. It was just interesting that there was actually a challenge. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, what?
I think we're back
She's
to true form.
She's been a con.
This felt like a true Drag Race episode. Yeah. And Snatch Game next week. I'm so excited.
Is it next week?
Yeah. It is.
I hope they bring Charlie Heights back so she can do Joan
Rivers. They're not going to bring Charlie Heights back.
Right? I want to see a video of that. She should do it. So
turn the
Charlie,
page.
If you're watching.
Moisten. And
I love
turn.
Some Joan Rivers.
Is that all? Do we have...
I like
we got 40 seconds.
I like Cynthia's farewell to her chair, to that chair that Eureka broke.
That was funny.
So make your comments down below, good or bad. iTunes, thank you for downloading us. Where can we find you, Jackie? I mean, Jackie.
Wow. That's Jay. I'm Jackie.
Wow, he's never been more wrong.
My boobs are bigger.
Oh, clearly.
Barely. And I have a little bit less facial hair.
Barely. guys, I'm Jade Ellis. You can find me on Instagram right now live at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter @still_jealous.
Jackie, where can they find
you? 1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison and Kenny Cherison on Instagram and Twitter.
Red.
And that thing in the middle, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @LorraineLove, LorraineLove. And if you guys didn't know it, I do drag.
Okay, so again, program note, we won't be here next Sunday. Be with us Monday.
Monday at 6. When you're having your dinner.
DragCon.
And make your comments.
And Lorraine Love will be here.
Make your comments. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next Monday.
See you next Monday. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.